Good morning, people. It's just coming up to 10:15 on Thursday morning. Do excuse all the birds are going mad in here. Oh, it's going to be one of those days today, I think. I haven't booed for a couple of days, actually. A plumber came yesterday to have a look at fitting a new boiler. So he came and had a look at what needed doing. And, And he said he was going to go back to the landlord and give him a quote. I think he'd already given him an estimate, but and he said, "I'll give you a call later because I could do it Thursday or Friday." So he did text me, "Cocker." Oh, God. He did text me later on last night and said, "I'll be there at 9 o'clock to fix you, to fit your boiler." Which is great in one way. But, of course, it now means that today I've got three people here. Not one, not two, but three of them. Which is good because they'll get the job done, hopefully, reasonably quick. I have been informed they'll be here all day. But I hate it because even though it's a job that needs doing and it'll be great at the end of the day because hopefully if nothing goes wrong, I'll have hot water and heating if I need it. It just invades your house, doesn't it? Because the problem is they're everywhere. I'm in the living room at the moment. I'm just sort of sitting down. I said, "Look, I'll go in the living room because there's nothing else I can do. So I'll just come in here and sit." Oops, I nearly dropped my phone then. Oh, bloody hell. Sorry about that. Oh, dear. I sort of leaned forward and nearly dropped my phone. Whoops. So, yeah, they've got to keep going into rooms and checking radiators and... Oh, God. He said, "Oh, don't walk outside because the tools are everywhere." Chris is coming round in a minute because he's been to Sainsbury's to get a couple of bits and pieces. And he was going to come round to keep me company. But how he's going to get in, I don't know. And of course, they've turned the water off. Oh. So, yeah. Although it's a job that needs doing, it's a pain. Because you feel as if the house isn't your own. And you sort of can't, I don't know about anyone else, but I can't relax properly. Well, there's other people around, you know, people I don't know. I mean, yeah, they're lovely, but I don't know. It just makes me feel a bit on edge almost. I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't think many people do. I know my mum doesn't. My mum hates it. So yeah, I've got no water, can't easily get access anywhere. Oh, I've got a full Brita jug. Oh, that was the Java Sparrow singing. I filled my Brita jug with water, so I've sort of like got enough to like make a pot of coffee or... Sorry about the horrible noise that cockatiel's making. I hate it when he does that. When he whistles nicely, it's fine. But when he does that horrible screeching, it gets on my nerves. Yeah, I've got enough water to make a pot of coffee or a pot of tea. But that's about it. I can see myself at some point saying to Chris, can I go and sit around yours for half an hour just to have a bit of peace? If I can get out past all the tools. And of course the old boiler's going to be out there and oh God. Oh dear. So, I'm going to stop this boo for now, but I will resume it later at the end of the day, and I will let you all know whether the mission was successful or not. So I will come back to you in a bit. I'm back again. It is... What time is it? It is... 5:15. They have just left. And I am going to test something. My home is lovely and warm.
Oh, thank God for that.
Because I have heating. And I'm just going to test something else. Oh, a little bit of... air in the...
Wow, serious pressure.
Serious amounts of pressure. Yeah, serious amounts of pressure. It's going to sound a bit strange. It's going to go... And guess what, guys? I've got hot water!
Yay!
Yay! That is nice pressure.
That really is nice. Just about the same as mine, I think. That,
seeing how hot... Actually, it's not that hot. Hang on, it might be, it's cooling down a bit now. It might get hotter again in a second.
Yeah, I think it does.
Ah, here she comes. Here she comes. Here she goes. Ooh, ah. Yeah, it is quite hot. Ah, ooh. Actually, it's probably about the same as yours.
So that temperature dial then needs leaving where it is.
Yeah, definitely needs leaving where it is.
I'll turn the one down for the radiator, so we'll see how that goes.
It's not overly hot.
Now.
Yay!
Anything and water.
So I can now, folks, I can now wash this sink of dishes. There's not many dishes. There's a plate and a couple of cups and spoons. I can wash them without filling a blooming kettle.
And the good news is the water tank has gone.
Oh, they have taken it away,
have they? Gone, yeah. So there's room for more shelving.
Yay! So I can have more shelves in my airing cupboard. Yeah, there were three of them. I mean, it wasn't too bad in the end. Chris came round to keep me company. And we just sat in the living room, didn't we, really?
Yeah.
Went and got some sausage rolls for lunch, because they went off and...
They said they were having sandwiches.
They were having sandwiches.
Food.
So Chris got some sausage rolls, so we munched those. But they only had one cup of tea this morning, and... What I liked about them was they just got on with their work, didn't they?
Yeah.
They just got on with it, got the job done, and away. They didn't keep stopping to chat or stopping for numerous cups of tea or...
No, they just got it done and sorted you out.
They put me a nice, accessible thermostat in the hall. So they've left my heating on constant, so all I need to do is turn the thermostat on and off. Which is good. So, yeah. I have heating, which I don't need at the moment, but, you know, in the night sometimes now, it's getting a little tiny bit chilly. And I have hot water. Huh. I feel like I'm in the age of civilization again. Almost. I still haven't got broadband yet. I'm still waiting. They sent me a text saying that my broadband order had been completed, but... They didn't say that it was ready to use, and we kept trying, but... Smokey. Nothing yet. I think Smokey's glad that all the people have gone, because he wasn't very happy. I'm going to go and check the budgies to make sure they weren't completely traumatised by it all, because, of course, oh, it was awful. I mean, they said this morning, are we okay to go in all the bedrooms upstairs? And I thought, well, I can't say no, because if I want the job done properly... So I said, yeah, I said, there's birds in one. And they said, oh, you've got a hobby then, have you? And I said, yeah. I said, I breed budgies. That I've got two pairs on eggs at the moment. Well, that was fine. And then, of course, they did a system flush. They flushed all the crap out of the radiators. So, of course, they were going around to every radiator and going... And I was thinking, oh, no, my birds. So, I think I better go and check they're still all right. They probably will be, to be fair. But I just want to go and make sure the eggs are all right. And still being sat on. I'm sure the answer will be yes, but you know what it's like. It was a bit like, no, don't disturb my birds, please. That's my good news for the day. So I'm going to text my landlord now and tell him that they've done the job and they've done a good job. And just thank him. So there we go. So hopefully the next time I boo will be to tell you that I have finally got broadband.